This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly every year when Apple releases the new iPhone. The big carriers play the same old games. Sign your life away for the next 2 years and get a free iPhone. Stop. Don't fall for it. With Pure Talk, you can get great savings on the new iPhone 16, and you can still get an affordable data plan that fits your needs on America's most dependable 5G network. Now, how would we know? Well, because Jesse Kelly, he has a new iPhone 16 from Pure Talk. Bottom line, stop falling into the same traps and overpaying for data you will never use. Listen to this. With Pure Talk, for just $25 a month, get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data, which is more than enough, plus mobile hotspot. Dial #250 and say the keyword Jesse Kelly. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. There's no contract, no activation fee. You can even keep your phone and your number. Dial #250. 250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk. Speaking of Pure Talk, have you heard Kamala Harris's latest word salad? Now, she was on with Roland Martin, I believe his name is, yes. They were saying that Donald Trump has a habit of attacking cities that are mostly black. Trump attacks black cities. Since 2020, he has trashed Atlanta, Detroit, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee. And of course, Milwaukee is my hometown. You got Roland Martin. He asked Kamala Harris about this. This interview was on Sunday in Greensboro, North Carolina. He wanted to know, what is with Donald Trump and all of these attacks on black cities?
In Fulton County, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Detroit. There was a partial recount of Wisconsin, only in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. The comments that he just made about Detroit basically being a living hell.
Oakland, D.C., Chicago.
Pretty good damn ad y'all dropped out. I actually liked it. Jamel Hill and I talked about it. But again, he's singling out cities where there are significant African Americans, and that's who he's talking about. Yes. Black people.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I talked with somebody once who said, you know, if you just look at where the stars are in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at them as just random things. If you just look at them as points, look at the constellation. What does it show you?
Right.
So you just outlined it, Roland. Okay. What does it show you?
What does it show me?
That the cities that he picks on in terms of black population or black mayor are both. Come on.
I don't get it. Chris, did you get it? Somebody help me. What's she talking about? What is she? What the constellation? Chris said there's a whole lot of nothing. Wait, the constellation in the sky and you see the stars. Wait, well, that's true. Okay, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. What is Kamala Harris talking about here?
There's this whole, I talked with somebody once who said, you know, if you just look at where the stars are in the sky.
Uh-huh. Stars.
Don't look at them as just random things. If you just look at them as points.
Points.
Look at the constellation. What does it show you?
Okay.
So you just outlined it, Roland.
All right.
What does it show you?
What does it show me?
There's this whole, I talked with somebody once who said, you know, if you just look at where the stars are in the sky. Don't look at them as just random things. If you just look at them as points.
Right.
Look at the constellation. What does it show you?
Yeah.
So you just outlined it, Roland. What does it show you?
Okay. I truly have no idea what this woman is talking about. Of course, there's countless constellations in the skies, but what does this have to do with Trump and picking on black cities? What does this have to do with dysfunctional cities, you know, in Detroit or Milwaukee? What does it have to do with black mayors? I guess Kamala Harris is saying that you have to link the comments of Trump, the comments he's made about different cities at different times and see the pattern. But what's the pattern? That Trump's a racist? What a vicious woman. What a smear. Look at the constellation. Look at the stars. They're each point. Each point. There's a pattern. There's a pattern. Trump's a racist. He doesn't like black cities with black mayors. He said that Detroit was a dump. Have you been to Detroit lately? Have you been to Detroit? Detroit is a dump. You've got Americans of African descent after this. They're driving through Detroit, videotaping the neighborhoods and simply saying, did he lie? Did Trump lie? No lies detected here. The city is a dump. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I'm telling you, when I go home, I don't really go into the city very much. I don't go really well. I had to go see some friends. So I did drive into the old neighborhood. But I am not lying when I tell you that on my way out, I almost lost my life 3 separate times. Why? Because folks in Milwaukee, black folks, they don't follow the rules of driving. It's the most chaotic. It's harrowing. They'll get into the bike lane. They will run red lights. They will slam into your car and then run away. It almost happened to me 3 times. I said, I'm never going back. I'm never going back in there. During the RNC convention, you people are like, hey, I want to go over to Speed Queen. I want to. Nope. Our advice to you is don't go west of the highway. Don't go west of 43. Why? Chaos. Look at the constellations in the sky. Look at the stars. Pinpoint the stars. What do you see? I see racism. Why, Kamala? Because Donald Trump doesn't like black cities with black mayors. So if you decry declining standards of living in cities across the country, that makes you a racist. The declining standard is a result from crime, illegal immigration, anti-business policies, corruption, and mismanagement. Almost without exception, America's major cities have been run by Democrats. Forget black cities and black Democrats. They've been run for by Democrats for decades. And the decline in these cities is 100% due to their Democrat policies, liberal policies. And unfortunately, the victims of these failed policies are disproportionately black people. And inexplicably, these black people still vote for the very people that bring them these poisonous policies, Democrats. Hey, how did I get off into this? Kamala Harris talking about the stars in the sky. No, that wasn't just a word salad. That was a racial screed directed against Donald Trump. Nancy Pelosi is in the news. You know, for the longest time, there was speculation. Who orchestrated the coup? Who orchestrated the coup against Joe Biden? Was it Joe Biden's old boss, Barack Obama? Was it Chuck E. Cheese Schumer, Senator of New York? No, we've come to find out that it was good old Nancy Pelosi. And word has it that Nancy Pelosi and Biden are not on speaking terms. Oh, yeah. It's salty. We started out the show with this. I'm going to give you a little update coming up next against the Democrat Civil War. James C. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris sitting in for the great Jesse Kelly. Yes. Let the good times roll. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard on 550 KFYI and 790 KNST out of Tucson, Arizona, the biggest conservative talker in the great state of Arizona. Happy to be filling in for Jesse Kelly this evening. Oh, Nancy Pelosi. Did you know that she still has not had a word with Joe Biden since the palace coup? It was Nancy Pelosi all along. She was the one that went to Joe and delivered him the bad news. Either you go, Joe, the easy way, or you go the hard way. Either you go out as a hero that sacrificed your presidency for America, or we take you out with the 25th Amendment, saying that you are stone cold crazy because you lost your mind. What's going to be, Joe? I believe Joe Biden held out to the last minute. I believe they went to that letter that appeared on X and they just put that in front of Joe and told him to scribble on the bottom line. I bet you they also brought up Hunter Biden. Joe, we'll let you stay in office so you can pardon Hunter Biden. But you know what? If you don't, Joe, Hunter Biden, he's going to jail for a very long time. Joe, is that what you want, Joe? Joe. You know what? Obama didn't have the balls to do it, so they sent in the scorpion woman, the hatchet. Nancy Pelosi. Oh, remember all he did this for the country. He did this for the party. He passed on the reins. It was all garbage. And it can't maintain the lie. Why? Because you got a crotch on the old man who was salty. He's mad. He's mad. He, as he watches Kamala Harris fall far further and further in the polls, he has a right to be mad. He can say, this wouldn't have happened I wouldn't have been going down in flames like this. I would have been able to get union support. She can't even get the unions. Oh. Also, the backstabbing is here. But, you know, in the meantime, Nancy Pelosi is now talking. She's starting to let the truth dribble out.
Now, something about him. When the book came out in August, it was very fresh after the change at the top of the ticket, with Joe Biden giving way to Kamala Harris. You obviously played, you know, a role in that whole process. And in one conversation, one interview you gave, you said that actually you had not had a conversation with Joe Biden since it happened. That's a couple of months have passed since. Mm-hmm. Have you had a conversation since?
Not since then, no. So, but I'm prayerful about it.
Wait a minute. We haven't had a conversation that said no. But I'm prayerful. Prayer for what? Prayerful for what? What? Have you gone to Joe Biden? Have you repented, Nancy? Have you gone to Joe Biden and said, you know what? I repent that I did this to you. I thought I was doing it for the greater good, but I can see that I have hurt you, Joe. We've been friends for 15,000 years. I just want to say to you that I am sorry and I repent. No, you didn't do that. You just sat over there all salty thinking you had to do what you had to do, you old evil wench.
Respect for him. I think he's one of the great consequential presidents of our country.
Consequential.
I think his legacy.
Consequential. How was he consequential, Nancy? How? What? What, with the COVID mandates? The forced vaccinations? Passing out all this money, causing, you know, the highest inflation in 50 years. Letting a Chinese balloon float over America, taking pictures of our military installations. How was he consequential? What, 3-4 wars? Nancy.
He protected. I didn't see that happening in the course that it was on. The election was on. My call was just to let's get on a better course. Mm. He will make the decision as to what that is, and he made that decision.
He didn't make a decision.
I think he has some unease with, because we've been friends for decades. Look, let me just say this.
Come on, say it.
Elections are decisions. You decide to win. I decided a while ago that Donald Trump will never set foot in the White House.
Did you
again.
Hear this? Do you hear this woman? They are unleashed. Elections about when I decided that Donald Trump will never set foot in the White House again. I decided. What about the American people, you shrew? The American people are supposed to decide who's in the White House. She's just spilling all the tea. She decides? Wow, she said that. I decide. Let me see. I decide who gets into the White. I decided he will never see the inside of the White House.
A while ago, that Donald Trump will never set foot in the White House again as president of the United States or in any other capacity. But as I can't keep him there for going for tea, but as president of the United States. So when you make a decision, you have to make every decision in favor of winning. And that is mobilization, message, money to have that to win the election. But the most important decision of all is the candidate and the campaign.
That's right.
Of that candidate.
And you just felt.
Listen to what she's saying. The most important is the candidate campaign. You don't get to choose, you stupid Democrat. You don't get to choose. We had a primary. It doesn't matter. Nancy Pelosi is telling you that for the Democrats, there's no democracy. Holy cow.
He couldn't win.
No, I thought the campaign that they were on couldn't win. He might have won, but they had to change what was happening. And he decided that change would be his stepping aside.
He decided.
You had been close for so long.
He
on Capitol Hill, colleagues for decades.
Before I was even in Congress.
We was friends. No. I want to hear some more Nancy. Nancy's sitting here spilling the tea. She decides. You don't decide, Democrats. You don't decide. She decides. And it's all about winning. I'm telling you, this is a heck of an admission here. And she wasn't finished. She was the woman behind the palace coup. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard on 550 KFYI, 790 KNST, and the free iHeartRadio app. Yeah, that's Phoenix and Tucson. You can follow me on X at James T. Harris. We are talking about the Democrats. They're not just imploding. I mean, they're stabbing each other on the way out. The long knives are out. To the casual onlooker, it's clear. Focus. The old guard of the Democrat Party. People like Biden and Clinton, they don't love Kamala Harris. Oh, no, they don't. Who's backing Kamala Harris? Well, you've got Barack Obama. You've got, let me see, Maxine Waters. Basically, it's breaking along racial lines. You got a race war breaking out with the Democrat Party. Yeah, that's exactly what we're watching. You know, the white Democrats hate the black Democrats at the top of the ticket. And don't think it started here. Back in the day, you had Bill Clinton saying that there was a time when Barack Obama would be bringing him his coffee. Yes, but the Democrat Party is racist. We also have Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi was the trigger person. Nancy Pelosi was the one that went in and delivered the bad news to Joe Biden. Either you get out or we'll get you out. We could do this the nice way or we could do this, you know, the easy way or the hard way. Go out like a hero or go out like a goat. Well, you know what? Biden decided to go out as a hero for a moment, for a minute, but now he's changed his mind because he sees how absolutely vapid, how absolutely terrible Kamala Harris is. So he decided, you know what? I think I want to go down as the only president to ever beat Donald Trump. Obviously, he's going to win again. We're not going to even give Kamala Harris the chance, the opportunity. We're going to cut her down. The timing of Nancy Pelosi coming out. Nancy Pelosi is now coming out and she's spilling the tea. They decide, the Democrats, she personally has decided that Trump is not getting back in the White House. Damn what you people think. Damn what the masses think. Damn what the plebs think. Over my dead, but he will not get in. But she's feeling some remorse over forcing Joe Biden out of office. Nancy Pelosi.
And now you've told us that you haven't spoken to him since then. Do you think he's not forgiven you for your role?
Ooh.
There may be some people around him who haven't forgiven me for my role. But in any event, we just have to win the election. That's really my focus is I'm prayerful about our friendship.
Hold on a second. In any event, there may be some people around him who haven't forgiven me yet. Would that be Jill? Would that be Hunter? There's people around me that haven't forgiven. Because don't forget, at the end of the day, there was just Jill, Joe, and Hunter. That all the support had whittled away. It was just Jill, Joe, and Hunter. Jill was doing cabinet meetings. Remember that? She hesitated. Ooh, let me take that back. Because she hesitated. I want you to hear the hesitation. This reporter is asking good questions. I know who he is, but I like this Friedland. That's
now
his name.
You told us that you haven't spoken to him since then. Do you think he's not forgiven you for your role?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
pause. Pause.
There may be some people around him who haven't forgiven me for my role. But in any event, we just have to win the election.
We have to win.
Really, my focus is I'm prayerful about our friendship and the rest. And his legacy had to be protected if this other guy would win.
Right.
It's our legacy.
His legacy? What does that mean? His legacy had to be protected if the other guy would win. She makes it sound like it's a foregone conclusion that the other guy is not going to win so she could protect Joe Biden's legacy. How could Donald Trump destroy Joe Biden's legacy? I wonder if that has anything to do with the laptop and the, 50 plus intelligence officers that lied to keep that laptop, the FBI that lied to keep that laptop undercover. I wonder if there was any type of illegality with the big guy getting 10%. The corruption of all these other countries around the world. Is that what Nancy Pelosi says she has to protect?
Me too, because our members had to vote and take tough votes. But that's almost incidental now. What's important is the two different visions that are out there. The vision of Kamala Harris for an economy that works for everyone, for respect for our democracy, for recognizing our role
in
the world.
Hold on. Respect for our democracy. After you disrespected democracy. No, we were told that Joe Biden got 14 million votes in the primary. That meant nothing to you. You just dismissed the primary. And you just installed Kamala Harris. But now you want to tell us you want to protect the democracy. Girl, please. Girl, Nancy. I know we had a few moments on the Capitol steps about 6 years ago. It's true. Nancy Pelosi and I had a short-lived fling. She came down the steps wearing that white pantsuit, and I was just absolutely enamored. We hung out for about 2 or 3 minutes, but it was meaningful. It was meaningful. And then I went right over to Maxine Waters, did the same thing. Sheila Jackson Lee, may she rest in peace. But come on, Nancy. You're asking too much of us.
A leader in the free world, for our respect for NATO, for the transatlantic alliance that we have, our global role beyond just Europe.
Global role.
For the role that we play in Ukraine, which is fighting for its democracy and doing so, fighting for democracy.
I haven't been hearing about Ukraine in the news lately. Have you? Not since we sent them about, a couple of $100 million, or was it that much? I haven't heard anything. in the American news. Now, in the foreign news, I've been hearing they've been getting the assets whooped. I've been hearing that it's almost over, that Europe is now have come to the realization that this thing is over, that it's only clown world in the United States that's holding out the facade of Ukraine winning a war against Russia. Funny. She just mentioned, you know, we got to help Ukraine. These are all the lies that they propped up that are no longer meaningful to the American people.
See, writ large. Now, we do have to protect our border, and we have to. I wish they would.
Hold on now. Did she just say we have to protect our border? After 3.5 years of having a wide open border, 10 to 20 million people flooding into this country, gangs taking over apartment complexes, people getting murdered, all of our resources being diverted to migrants, you know, to illegals, getting them around the country. Social services going to pay for the migrant survival. Does she just say we have to do a better job of watching our... Is that what Nancy Pelosi just said?
Europe, for the role that we play in Ukraine, which is fighting for its democracy and doing so, fighting for democracy writ large. Now, we do have to protect our border, and we have to. I wish they would have allowed the Congress to vote on the bipartisan legislation.
What would that have done,
but
Nancy?
But that's his red meat issue in the election. Every place he goes, Coachella this past week and beyond, is about sowing that kind of negative attitude toward what has been a nation of immigrants for as long as we have been a nation.
See, Democrats are lying. Democrats are lying to you. Purposefully. She mentions Coachella. Notice she didn't say a prayer for the president. You know, there was another assassination attempt while he was out there at Coachella. Notice all the media, they're going to stop. Assassination attempts are going to be the new normal. They're not going to report on anything. Even if he gets killed, they're not going to report on it. That's their modus operandi now. This woman is just wretched. There may be some people around Biden who haven't forgiven me for pushing him out. But I'm praying for our friendship. No, I am enjoying the fact that the Democrats are absolutely falling apart. It gives me joy. Speaking of joy, where is the joy with the Kamala Harris campaign? Well, I'll tell you what, it's still there. You just have to listen for it. Kamala Harris is joyful because this is America. She has hopes and dreams. Just look at the stars in the sky. What do you see when you see the stars in the sky? Well, some people might see racism. Some people might see Trump being a racist. Kamala Harris sees joy. We'll hear about her joy. Coming up next, my name is James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. Happy to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly. Joy. You know, that's what they forced on us during the DNC. Joy. Just a joyful campaign. I think it was a cheap rip off of a Hope and Joy. Hope and Change. That was Obama. Hope and Change. Oh, man, remember the posters all over the place, Hope and Change. Oh, yeah. Now it's supposed to be joy, but joy fizzled fast. And it seems like, you know, just a few days ago, you had Kamala Harris remember that her campaign was supposed to be about joy. And I think she must have been speaking at a church or something, because I get a strong sense of pandering.
In moments of darkness, it will guide our feet onto the path of peace. And let us always remember that while weeping may endure for a night.
Amen.
Joy cometh in the morning.
Joy cometh in the morning.
Thank you, and God bless you. and God bless the United States of America.
Oh my God, just joy. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. I got so much joy. Down, down, deep in my soul. Why? Because I'm a Democrat. And I'm joyful. Because I don't have to have an idea in my head. That's what she's doing. You know, Kamala Harris, you know that you're pandering. Is it working? I'm sorry, that's what Hillary Clinton said. That's exactly what Hillary Clinton said. Right now, the Democrats are out there pandering. They're pandering to black folks, even though I think rightfully so, you had a lot of commentators say, you know, this is not black males' fault, but this is the situation that Kamala Harris is in. She's losing the traditional base. She could find a way to win if she was able to hold 85 to 90% of the black vote. But now that she's losing maybe 20, 15, 20, 25% of the black vote, speaking primarily of black men, she can't hold it. And then you add on the fact that they're losing Hispanic men as well. They're losing men. And what is it that's drawing women to her? Well, what they want to call reproductive rights, which is really abortion. I don't think this coalition can hold. It's bleeding. They're trying the fear factor. They're talking about, you know, oh, it's fearful. This man is a tyrant. We can't let a tyrant get back in office. And there's a simple question that one could ask. I mean, if you really do believe that Trump is a dictator of sorts, Trump is all about fascism, then you have to ask yourself the question, how come we didn't see that last time he was in office? They can't do it. They can't justify it. They're running on empty 3 weeks before the election. They were supposed to get to at least a week or two before all of this stuff starts to get exposed. The Democrats are coming apart. They're blaming each other. They're blaming, you know, different ethnic groups. They're playing the race card. They're playing the race card against black folks. How desperate must that be? You've got Joy Reid. Speaking of Joy, you've got Joy Reid over at MSNBC. And she's talking about all of the joy that is rushing out of the Democrat Party. They're blaming black folks.
And some Democrats are starting to believe the disinformation, too. Have you noticed how sharply the polls have shifted in Trump's favor over the last couple weeks?
Yes.
With these claims that Trump is surging with black and Latino voters.
He
and
is.
Leading in every single swing state, according to secret internal polls, despite all the Hitler talk. Yes, this race will be far too close. Because unfortunately, we do have a fascist groundswell in parts of this country, mainly among white men, let's be clear, but in small pockets among black and brown men, too. This happens to be a global phenomenon as women become more economically independent and mm-hmm. positions of power.
Mm-hmm. See, it's all about the women, folk. The women. It's empowering women. Like I said, you know, this is that feminist track. You know, this, what was this, Laura Coates, she was over on CNN. She was continuing along that track. I think these women are stuck in the past. They don't see a dynamic, a cultural, a generational dynamic taking place. That's why they're lost.
And I think what weighs Kamala Harris down are two things that are obvious that distinguishes her from, say, a Hillary Clinton or a Joe Biden or even a Barack Obama. This is a woman of color in a society that has, as your conversation has talked about, has elevated white men historically,
white
consistently,
men.
Presently,
right.
And they believe in the future as well. And I think those two things really can have an impact on how electorate sees her and the viability of a woman in office, a woman at the helm. Particularly talk about global politics, people will say, what would another country feel about a woman leader? So there's never been one. And so those two things don't give her wings. They give her anchors. It's her job to elevate it.
Are you telling me that we've never, she means that we never had a woman leader or president here in America, right? We've had female leaders around the world, in other countries before. And it's not that that Kamala Harris is a woman. That's not what the big turnoff is, if you will. The big turnoff is that Kamala Harris is a stupid woman. She's stupid. She's dumb. I know. I almost feel bad in saying that, but that doesn't mean it's not true. Vapid. Empty. She's got nothing, and therefore the Democrats have nothing, and that's why we're watching them fall apart. Thanks for hanging out with the Jesse Kelly Show tonight. My name is James T. Harris. I'll see you tomorrow. Sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.